You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host, and I will be with you for the next 3 hours. Also joining me for the entire show is our illustrious news director, Miss Annie DeRiso, coming to us from Tennessee. And we've got a really good show for you. But first, let me just tell everyone that I'm going to have a statement down the road here sometime in the show when we get an opportunity about my departure from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And ordinarily, I just let things roll off of me and just move about my business. And I think it's time to set the record straight because there are some rumors flying out there that just are not accurate, and I don't think they reflect the character, content, and direction of the show that we've been very, very consistent with in the 6+ years that Annie and I have done the show, and I've had the Common Sense Show myself for a little over 7 years. So I'll be having a statement a little bit later in the show. But we do have a very good show for you. Here in the first hour, we're going to be joined in just a moment by Dara Feldman, who has written a terrific book on education. And she has some unique approaches and really some from the social psychological realm that I really appreciated. And in the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Tim Ball, all the way from Canada. And Tim is going to be talking to us about climate change, and he was the first person in the world to receive a degree in climatology with regard to climate change. So it's going to be a fascinating interview. And in the third hour, Annie's going to bring us the best in the news, and we'll also open it up for your phone calls as well. And if you've just discovered us or you followed us over from our old home, we want to say welcome, and we think you're going to like what you hear because it's not a whole lot different than what we did before. Anyway, let me go to our first guest. Her name is Dara Feldman, and she's a bundle of energy, and she's a motivational coach, and that'll come through real clearly. She's an author. She's an educator. She's worn a lot of hats, and she does a lot of this stuff simultaneously, and she's here to tell us about the book she's written and some of the ideas she has to further the purpose of education. I think it's a great how-to book for parents to keep kids on track, and we'll talk about that. Hi, Dara. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dave. What a joy to be with you. I'm grateful.
Yeah, we're really glad to have you, and I just kind of found you by happenstance, and I'm really glad I did. This is such a fascinating book, and before we go further, I want to do this now, and I want to do it again before you leave us. But tell everyone a little bit about your book, the name of it, where they can get it, and how they can follow your good work. Let's get that right out in the open.
Oh, thank you. That's really thoughtful of you. So the title is called The Heart of Education, Bringing Joy, Meaning, and Purpose Back to Teaching and Learning. And my website is www.darafeldman.com, DaraFeldman.com. And the reason that I wrote my book is about 10 years ago, I was honored as Disney's Outstanding Elementary Teacher of the Year. Not because I'm a better teacher than anybody, but I have a big mouth, and I stand up for what I believe is in the best interest of students and education. And my book really came to be a lot of what I have learned over the past, 32 years as an educator, and perhaps what some people have amnesia about. And I just wanted to shake up and wake up my fellow veteran educators and the new educators so that they realize that they can be joyful and create meaning when they focus on relationships first in our classrooms, relevance seconds, and, you know, then the rigor. So hopefully it's helpful, and people can get the book on Amazon.com or at my website.
Okay, thank you. And we're gonna hit this again because people are going to listen to this and say, wow, there's some really good stuff here from what I've heard that I want to follow. So we'll make sure we give out that listening information again in case you missed it. And also tomorrow on my show recap that I do on Monday afternoon / evenings, I'll put a link in to Dara's information as well again. Dara, obviously you perceive there to be some problems in education. And so let's start there. The problems that you saw, and you said, you know, it doesn't have to be this way.
Yeah, so we had an agreement, Dave, that we're going to talk a little bit about the problems and focus mostly on the solutions. So
okay.
I will start with the problems. I'll be obedient for a change. I was teaching kindergarten around 10 years ago, and this focus on academic rigor and testing, you know, was really making me crazy. And I was going for my national board certification at the time, and I was talking about best practices and developmentally appropriate practice. Yet what No Child Left Behind was telling me was, you know, you have to have only 10 minutes of circle time. You're not allowed to take your children outside because there's too much learning to do, and that we have to assess. And these meaningless assessments that didn't really drive instruction. Oh, and by the way, we're going to hold teachers accountable by test scores, but not necessarily on the value that they are contributing to society and also how they're actually helping to move their students from perhaps two reading levels ahead than what's suggested by the data on the testing. So I was really frustrated, and I felt like a who down in Whoville. And so I wonder if any of my fellow educators or parents are feeling the same way, like, hello, why isn't anybody listening to the educators or to the parents or to the students? And I really think that with No Child Left Behind, the intention was pure, but we really missed the mark when we lost what was most important, threw the baby out with the bathwater and focused on just testing and academic rigor.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, because somehow we got the mistaken notion that testing makes kids learn better, and that's the horse before the cart. And kids are getting burned out. Teachers are getting burned out. I recently read, Dara, that 50% of the teachers leave the profession in the first 5 years of their career.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. My daughter is a first grade teaching fellow, and, you know, God willing, she's going to stick it out. But, you know, we as a society have an opportunity to really honor education and to value education and educators and therefore students. So instead of pointing fingers and blaming everybody, let's work in unity to see how we can raise all ships.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. And when we come back from the break, I'll just share with you an experience I've had with my son this year in education and ask you how you would tackle it. Because one of the strengths I saw from your book was not just that you wrote this for educators. You know, I have a background in education. I've taught everything from seventh grade to postgraduate at the university level. But I have to tell you, as a fellow colleague, I took great information from this that I said, yes, I like this approach. Yes, this will work. So have you gotten a lot of feedback? Real quick answer here before we go to the break. Have you gotten a lot of feedback here from your fellow educators?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm humbled and shocked, and also from parents, because it's grounded on the Virtues Project and the Family Guide.
Okay, well, I'll hold it right there. We're going to let you tell us about that project when we come back. I'm sorry, those breaks come fast and sudden. When we come back, we'll learn more about Dara's approach to education. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back. Real people, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
And found Carnivora. Something really wonderful was happening. I had to show my family. I mean, I've never seen anything like this.
It's like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel. And knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International here. Wake up your immune system and that of your loved ones to protect yourselves against harmful invaders. Used successfully by President Reagan in 1985 when he had it sent to the White House. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's Carnivora.com or dial 1-866-VENUS-FLY and start protecting yourself today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Show on K-Pod. Flying co-pilot with me is Miss Annie DeRiso. She'll be bringing us the news in the third hour of the show. Joining us presently is educator Dara Feldman, who's won all kinds of prestigious awards. She's got a terrific new book out. And if you're just joining us, we'll tell you all about how to get that book a little bit later in the show. And Dara, I want to back up just a second here. I want to give you a case history of something briefly, because I think it's right up the alley of what I read in your book. My son goes to supposedly what is the number one middle school in Arizona, and has got a lot of great points to it, and he's had some really terrific teachers. But this year there's been a turn in his eighth grade. They have the state's number one standardized testing scores, which I know how they do the scores, and I'm not sold that it really means much of anything. But these teachers this year, universally, has said your grades don't matter, it's not high school, they've engaged in arbitrary grading. There's even been a little bit of an intimidation factor, not really crossing the line where I'm going to say something, but it's not how I would have conducted my classroom business. And it's all in the name of getting good test scores. And my son has gone from seeing every teacher he's ever had as an ally to a couple of his teachers he's afraid to even approach because of the intimidation factor being employed. What would you say about that situation as it relates to your book?
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's heartbreaking. And there's this trickle-down of fear coming from, you know, to be honest, the feds in education. And I'm not blaming. Again, it's all, I think, was to take away the secrets of some of the kids who were falling through the cracks, our English language learning children, our students who are identified with special needs, our kids who are black and brown. And so ideally, in best case scenario, it was to elevate that information for fairness. But now what it has done is reduced all students to statistics and put the fear into educators that unless their children perform, quote unquote, and do well on these tests that really don't even show mastery or knowledge or skill and how to be a successful 21st century human being, if these kids are not successful, then their jobs are on the line. And so what my book does is gives five strategies for transforming our classrooms into a culture of fear, into a culture of caring, collaboration, in helping our kids use a language to engage them in hope and well-being, to help them realize that, you know, they have all these character strengths in them, and when they can call on their self-discipline, their perseverance, their humility to ask for help, or their courage, their unity to work together, that's a way that they can really be successful. And it's going to take a lot of courage for our fellow educators to say, enough is enough with this testing nonsense. Unless it's meaningful, please don't let us utilize this precious time with our children to focus on what's not important. So I think that my book really is an antidote for what's happening out there.
It represents a lot of what we've lost since I was in school, compared to where we are now with this high stakes testing game. I could not agree with you more. That's why your book is such a breath of fresh air. And the reason, Dara, that I think the target group, at least in my mind, and I don't mean to speak for you, but in my mind, the target group is the parents, because when parents see this, they're going to remember the joy of learning, the love of learning, and how it's being drilled out of these kids.
Yeah, my hope is that I did write it for my colleagues, because I was like, here I am, who was blessed to receive this information, and I didn't want to keep it to myself. That's why I left the classroom. But I agree that it's a valuable resource for parents. And let me just humbly say that my book did not just come from me. I have brought in a lot of research from Carol Dweck and Mindset, Paul Tough, How Children Succeed, Marty Seligman, Positive Psychology. So it's a real compilation of other people's best work out there. And I think what's really important for parents to know and for educators is a quote that's in the ASCD's Whole Child Compact. Actually, there's two. The first one is by John Whitehead, and it says, children are the living message we send to a time we will not see. And when the founder of the Virtues Project was on Oprah about 17 years ago, Oprah said of the Family Virtues Guide that it's the instruction manual that our kids didn't come with. Dave, did your son come with instructions?
No, he's the victim of trial and error from mom and dad.
Yeah, and same for me. And it really wasn't until my kids were 12 and 15 that I found out about the work that I primarily write about, which is the Virtues Project. And I utilized the strategies, and one in particular about setting clear boundaries, and I have to tell you that sibling rivalry ended in one evening forever. My kids are now 21 and 24.
Wow, that's... it's amazing how quick it goes, but yeah, it is on the job training, no question. You really captured that comment.
It is. So for parents, for educators, I think that the biggest thing that we can do to really empower our kids to develop their inherent worth, their authentic self-esteem, and to perhaps reparent ourselves, and that's a lot of what my work is about, is to be really mindful and conscious of our language. So may I share with everyone, Dave, just the first strategy and the power of using virtues language?
Absolutely. We got about 3 minutes to break, and whatever we don't finish, we'll get on the other side.
Okay, I'll be really mindful of the time and curb my enthusiasm. All right.
No,
I want you to imagine that I'm 5, and I know that's not hard for you listening, and I'm learning how to tie my shoe. And so, Dave, what do you say to encourage me? Good job. You can do it. Right?
I'm gonna defer to my news director, Annie.
You can do it. I know you can.
Okay, there you go.
Annie, thank you for your encouragement. Nothing you said to me is sending me to the therapist's office. Now I'm going to code switch, and I'm going to use the virtues language with the virtue and the evidence. So instead you say, wow, Dara, I see your determination working to tie your shoes without giving up. And then I'm in first grade, and my teacher walks by, and I'm using not 1, 2, 3, 4, but 5 number 2 pencils to work through an algebra problem, because that's what we're doing to 6-year-olds. And instead of saying, good job, she says, I see your determination working through that hard problem without giving up. And then I'm 16, and I'm learning how to parallel park, and I'm going over the cones, but I'm doing it. And my dad's sweating bullets, and he says, I see your determination learning how to parallel park without giving up. And then I drive away, and I go to college, and I become a teacher, and I get married, and I have babies, and they're screaming all night, and nobody is there to encourage me. But what do I know? I have determination, and determination means doing something hard without giving up. So when we can use the language of virtue, identify the virtue that we see our child exhibiting or wanting to invite them to, and the evidence, that is one sure way to encourage your kids to have authentic self-esteem and to transform education.
Absolutely, fantastically well said. We're going to break. Dara, that was marvelous. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Dara Feldman after a word from these sponsors.
Thanks, Dave.
People have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change tea. So, are you drinking Life Change tea? Interested? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes a body just needs a little help. Get the tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures. Life-changing secrets to reverse the effects of aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear. Blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show, and hopefully Russell from Ecuador has caught up with us. I've been getting these emails like crazy, and I can't keep up with them and do an interview. But Dave, how do we listen to you? And some didn't get the word that I moved. So Russ from Ecuador said, Dave, where are you? I just shot him an email. Here's how you listen by phone. So anyway, we are here, and we feel like we're in a really, really good place now on the Global Star Radio Network. Todd Waite hosts this site, and we couldn't be happier. People have given us feedback that our sound quality and our production quality has already improved, and so I think you're going to like how things unfold here with the Common Sense Show in its new home. Well, our current guest certainly does not lack for enthusiasm. And we're talking about Dara Feldman, who's written a terrific book on education. And I'm an educator slash parent. And I have to tell you, I really took this to heart as a parent. In fact, Dara, I had kind of an aha moment. And something I've already known, and we've done a little bit of this with our son this year, but it's been a struggle. I mean, he's still on the honor roll, and his grades are good and all that. But I want him to maintain the love of learning he's always had. And it's really kind of fallen to Mom and I to sit down with him and in his individual lessons, pull out the stuff that's interesting, talk about the relevancy, because it's drill, 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 perform, perform, perform. And your book and what you've been saying here tonight, particularly this last segment, really had an impact on me, and I know you're having the same impact on our listening audience. Where would you like to go with this next?
Well, you know, Dave, thank you. I really appreciate your thoughtful comments, and I also honor your commitment to take the time to help your son see the relevance. And I encourage all parents to do that as well. And I think maybe it's a natural fold to go into the fifth strategy of the Virtues Project, which is the art of companioning. It's a way to listen somebody into their own solution. And I know you know this, Dave, and everybody else who has teenagers, that they're really not in a place where they can hear so much or want our guidance unless they ask us for it. So the best way to be able to offer them that is to just listen. So when your kids come home and they say, I hate school, it's so boring, and you can ask them, just mirror back, what's boring or what do you hate the most? So first just listen underneath the behavior, and that's when then they know that they have your full attention, that you can start guiding them out of that darkness and perhaps offer them some different solutions. So don't jump in with, you know, trying to fix and rescue. Just listen and give them the gift of your presence first. Have you had that experience with your son?
Well, absolutely. Because some of the things I've seen, although they don't really cross the line of ethics, I think they've crossed the line of bad judgment in terms of maintaining a positive atmosphere. But we've resisted the temptation to take the bull by the horns in his defense. We think he needs to learn to deal with difficult people in difficult situations. And we've been tempted on a couple of issues, like, you know, his entire class was denied lunch one day because someone got in trouble. And, you know, that doesn't go over real well with me. But, you know, we've stayed out of it to the degree to where he needs to learn how to cope. And I agree. You don't want to immediately fix the problem because that's your tendency as a parent.
Absolutely, and it's a fine line. Like, when do you don't want to let something go to where they're in harm's way, but it's really about a balance. There's a beautiful analogy about a butterfly. And so when a butterfly is emerging from its chrysalis, if you help it out and it doesn't, we do not give it the opportunity to struggle through that process, it will actually die, because it doesn't get all the moisture out or whatever. Same thing, if we jump in as parents and we are so quick to rescue our kids, then they don't get the teachable moment. They don't know that they are strong, that they are resilient, and that they have the capacity to solve their problems. So that's something to really keep in mind. And then there's another piece to this work, which is all about restorative practices and restorative justice. And, Dave, what you just said about your son and keeping everybody in for recess, that's unjust, right? And so I don't know how
they didn't get to eat lunch.
Okay, that's abuse?
That's even worse.
Yeah, especially because many of our kids, the only time they eat a meal is when they come to school. All right, I'm all fired up. We're going to have an offline conversation about this. So can we jump in and talk about restorative justice and restorative practice?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so, you know, people make mistakes. And what restorative practices is about is allowing people to know that they've made a mistake, not that they are a mistake. And so let's say that one of the kids called out or was disrespectful or whatever it was that caused this nonsense to punish everybody, then the teacher could say, what happened? To get underneath that behavior, right? Maybe the student felt there was an injustice, but you ask these questions. Number one, what happened? And then, what were you thinking at the time? So this is not right in the middle of the situation, but perhaps they stepped outside. So what was going through your mind? And maybe the student realizes, ooh, impulse control, I'm 15, self-discipline, not one of my strength virtues, but honesty and justice are. Ooh, I really wasn't thinking. And then give them the opportunity to apply a character quality. Next time I'm going to be more mindful, perhaps I'm going to call on self-discipline, some tact, raise my hand and say, excuse me, teacher, I don't understand, this doesn't seem fair. And once there's been this mistaken behavior and there's been harm, giving the person who did the harm the opportunity to make amends. Again, so they realize they made a mistake, not that they are a mistake. And it restores not just them to the community, but it restores any harm to the entire classroom. Because when a teacher calls one student out in front of everybody, that energy permeates throughout all of the students. And it actually creates harm for them as well. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. You humiliate, but you also intimidate at the same time.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you're coming from that place of fear, like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're so stupid and you did X, Y, or Z, that throws kids into their reptilian brain. What were you thinking? Well, they weren't. Because when you are afraid or you're anxious, you can't reach your right mind and you don't do your best thinking. That's true in schools and that's true at home, parents. So when you're upset, they're pushing your buttons. Well, you did install their buttons. Take a breath, be mindful, figure out what's really going on with you, and then in a calm, peaceful way, invite your child or your student to find out what happened.
Well, I mean, that's really good advice. And, yeah, and most teachers that I've observed, you know, through my son's eyes, do a pretty good job of that. There are some that are just harsh and demeaning, and what I found is it elicits a fight-or-flight reaction in a lot of kids.
Absolutely, and that's one of the main reasons I wrote my book, was in hopes of helping to end the school-to-prison pipeline. When our kids just pop off because they're having some feelings, you know, it might have to do with attachment disorders or things that have happened at home, abuse, neglect, whatever. They're hungry, their blood sugar has leveled off, and we take it personally. We actually escalate them right outside in down into the principal's office, where now we've humiliated them. They're losing instructional time. When they come back in, they're already behind, and instead of either asking questions or running the risk of being embarrassed because they don't know the answer, they may act out again to be thrown back out, which will end possibly into suspension and expulsion. And research shows that every time we suspend a student, it gets them closer to prison. And there's some
Dara, the schools are engaged in situations that put kids in prison directly, not as a consequence. I wrote an article on this about a week ago, and it's the school to prison pipeline. And 2 years ago, 175,000 kids under the age of 17 went directly from school to prison. Let's hold it right here. When we come back, we're going to continue with Dara Feldman on the other side and more of what you can do to make school a more enjoyable place for your children.
I live my life like this.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way. The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome. Thanks for staying with us through the break. And we are indeed the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, joined by Annie DeRiso. And we are at our new home, and we'll tell you more about it in the third hour. Joining us right now is Dara Feldman, and we've been having a very interesting, somewhat lighthearted, but really on serious topics about our children's education and what we should be doing to preserve the joy of learning. And Dara, before we go further, before time gets away from us, let's go back and tell the listening audience once again how they can get a copy of your book and how they can best follow you.
Okay, great. Thank you for that thoughtful opportunity. My website is darafeldman.com, and my book is The Heart of Education, Bringing Joy, Meaning, and Purpose Back to Teaching and Learning. You can get them on Amazon or on my website. And there are lots of free resources on my website if I can be of service to anybody, especially in terms of professional development for educators or help empowering parents. It would be my honor.
Yeah, that's terrific, terrific stuff. Darren, I'd like to, for you just to briefly mention, if you could, the work of Martin Seligman, Positive Psychology, and how you've adapted it to your analysis of education.
Well, so with Marty's work, traditionally, when you go to a psychologist or you get psychoanalyzed, it's all about what's wrong with you. And Marty's turn on things is really coming from a strength-based perspective. And that's really what our work is about, not looking for the problems, but focusing on the strengths. And it really fits nicely in. He has 24 character strengths that he focuses on. In the Virtues Project in schools, we have 52 character qualities. And for personal development, there's 100 qualities. And if you go to my website, darafeldman.com, you can do free virtues picks that really helps you to identify and strengthen those character qualities. Marty has a lot of great work. There's some great followings all over the world. One of his books is called The Art of Happiness. And so I just encourage everybody to come from that strength-based perspective. It also goes with the Gallup poll and talking about character strengths and virtues as well. And that's another book by Marty.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to the old adage, meet the learner where they're at. You know, here's what you do well, son or daughter, and but this is your next step in your improvement. And really, it's hard to alienate people when you take Martin Seligman's approach.
Absolutely. And Dave, as you know, as an educator, we're trained to start with our students' strengths. But for some reason, when we get right in there, and as parents too, we go right to the spot that needs to be changed. There's a wonderful parable. It's also online called The Animal School. Are you familiar with it?
Yes.
Okay, so I write about it in my book just for the listeners, and it's about all these different animals, and they go to this school, and they all need to do everything exactly the same way. The eagle and the squirrel and the fish. And imagine, you know, they're all different and they all have different strengths. And it's a beautiful story. And I was watching with my son when he was in eighth grade, and I realized that he was the duck, and so did he. And we both started crying. And the duck, I believe, or one of them, was really, really good at math, but not so great at English language arts. So I was on him because I knew he had potential to do better at English. And what ended up happening was, you know, he kind of lost his oomph and his strength in math and also in English. And we both kind of looked at each other during that moment, and I just changed my whole paradigm and was committed to coming from that place of strength and honoring him for who he was and what his strengths are, because we all have gifts in different areas, and nobody's perfect. But we are noble beings worthy of love, every one of us.
That is really well said. You're right. And it's about preserving the dignity and sanctity of the individual, because sometimes we look at, I mean, just look at the way we do education. It's like a factory assembly line, and we have these little parts that we fit in, and next period they move along on the assembly line, and it's really depersonalizing.
It really is, and there's lots of great things that are happening in education that can bring that personalization back. And I do think that I was a technology specialist in my past life before I was really focused on this character. And I think when we use technology well for authentic and engaging and collaborative experiences that really can make the world flat and give us opportunities to reach across the oceans and the boundaries of our physical limitations, then that can make it really, really meaningful, and we can see our common humanity. So, yeah, there's lots of things that could benefit from being changed, and there are change makers out there. There's another great quote by Nelson Mandela, which really I would love everybody to keep in mind, and it's, "There can be no keener revelation of a society's soul than the way in which it treats its children." Dave, we can no longer treat our children as if they are a number or a statistic. A public school student is suspended every 2 seconds. A high school student drops out every 9 seconds. A child is arrested every 24 seconds. And a public school student in this day and age is corporally punished every 30 seconds. This came from Mary Ann Wright Edelman today in the Huffington Post.
Those numbers are unacceptable, but you know, change is not going to happen, and this is what I firmly believe. Education is still driven to a large degree by school boards. I know there's federal mandates, but until the parents get involved at the local level, we're not going to see wholesale change.
I agree. So I have an invitation. I would encourage everyone to get my book, and if you don't have the wherewithal to purchase it, send me an email, Dara@DaraFeldman.com, and I will send you the PDF. But if it resonates with you, share it with board members. Give it to the educators to have the care of your children on a daily basis so that they can focus on the solution and not the problem. There are real blueprints in there from gifted educators and others from around the world that I have taken and put together within the framework of five strategies. And I really feel like we are in that place and power of transformation, and that there is a shift back to the whole child and away from just this academic rigor and testing.
Exactly. So if you were just speaking to the parents tonight, which you primarily are, and they haven't had a chance to get your book, before they get your book, what would be one thing you would tell them to do in terms of where to start?
Again, to be mindful of your language. So if you get my book on Amazon or you go to my website, you can also go to my other website, virtuesproject.org, and you can do virtues picks on a daily basis. The cards come up randomly. You can keep clicking, clicking, clicking away. And read the card out loud and share it with your family and talk about what resonates with them. Do the individuals think that it's a strength of theirs, or is it an invitation? Maybe perhaps if you're fortunate enough to have breakfast together, hand the card to your child while you're driving your minivan to school and have them read the virtue and then be looking for that during the day and have that opportunity to practice it. So when you come back in the evening, whether you're doing your good night routine or are fortunate to have dinner as a family, say, so, how did you practice purposefulness today? Who did you see practicing purposefulness? And what did it do? What was its benefit? If you weren't purposeful, perhaps what got in the way? And what other virtue could you use to balance it out? So tomorrow, you're really focused on something that's meaningful.
Very good. Dara, this has been fantastic. It's been the first time we've been together on the air. I certainly hope it's not the last. The website is darafeldman.com, and you can certainly go there to find her book. Dara, you've been a delight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm grateful for the opportunity, Dave. Thank you so much.
Okay, Dara Feldman. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors, because we're going to be joined by Dr. Tim Ball, and I've got a really interesting anecdote I'm going to tell with regard to Dr. Tim Ball. And he's going to talk about climatology, climate change, science. And this man is a hardcore scientist. Anyway, we're going to step away. 1 hour down, 2 to go. See you on the other side.